Mel, a lot of improvements been made by crews in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, you know, it's rough out there, Sammy, but I'm telling you, the workers have done an amazing job. Our team has just really come together. We're down to 3,400 members out of power, but I will say this, it's a rough go the rest of the way. We've, in the Mountain Home District, mainly west of Lake Norfolk, we still have right at 3,000 that are out of power. If you look over in Fulton County and over into Sharp County, we've got another 600 or 700 out over there. But what we're finding, and yesterday I was actually down in Briarcliff in Salesville myself. It is an absolute, and you hear this term a lot, and it's overused, but it's a war zone down there. I mean, it was devastated. That's really going to be slow going.
Yeah. So that's the primary area your crews are focusing on this morning?
Well, we've got crews all the way from those areas, 201 south of Mountain Home, all the way over into northern Sharp County. But yes, in District 1, that's going to be the primary focus. Now, we've got other areas in District 1 that we've got crews working in. But the hardest thing that we're seeing, the toughest terrain, the most damage is in that Salesville area and probably 5 miles north of that and then east and west. We've also got another 100 co-op linemen that have joined us from other states. They're working right alongside our guys on all these outages, so that's going to really speed this effort up. But again, when you look at the devastation, we've got some areas right now that we can't even get to. You know, the timber is still down. And sadly, in some areas, there is nothing to build back to. Homes are destroyed. Businesses are destroyed. So it's just a sad scene down there. But yeah, we're doing what we can. We hope to get a lot back on today. Again, we've got resources here. We've got all the supplies that we need on the ground. We keep those in stock. We've got folks here helping us work. Our folks are on duty 24/7. So we're doing what we can. And our goal is just to get everyone back on as quick as we possibly can.
Mel, now that you've had a few days to assess the situation a little more in depth, can you give any updated timelines for those folks that are still without power at this time?
You know, I think the majority of our members are going to be back on within 2 or 3 more days, which is what I originally thought. After going down into Briarcliff and Salesville, you know, I think that's going to go well into the weekend, if not longer. It's just devastation down there. And when we have talked about this earlier, we weren't able to get down in there. And yesterday and late the day before, we were able to get down in there. But I think that's going to take quite some time. The mainline construction will come along good, but getting the taps down and down into the rough areas, that's going to take some time.